Hello everyone, welcome to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. As we head into our 17th episode, let us begin the same with an amazing quote by Maxwell Maltz. Self-improvement is the name of the game and the primary objective is to strengthen ourselves and not to destroy the opponent. This is quite true, isn't it? Whenever we try to improve ourselves, we indirectly tend to compete ourselves with our role models. Yes, we have to take the good things from them, but they are never our opponents, isn't it? Every elevation towards self-improvement involves handling our imperfections, dealing with our procrastination and our ego. We need to accept ourselves for who we are, accept that we are perfect and that we are enough. Once the acceptance is done, we got to start working on things that destroy us, like the insecurities, our negative thoughts and our ego. Winning is not about competing and beating our opponent, but being able to be better than what we were before. That's the real self-improvement. Life is not a race and all of us have our path. We are all in the direction we are meant to be, so trust the divine plan and work towards improving yourself day by day. On that note, we begin our 17th episode of Ragadri with a simple yet beautiful composition of Muthuswami Dikshidhar, Kailasa Nathena Samrakshitoham, in Raga Kamboji, set to Mishwachapu Thala, which is a Thala of 7 beats. The deity of the composition is Lord Shiva, who is represented in the form of Lingam as Kailasa Nathar in Kanjipuram in Tamil Nadu. This is a Hindu temple built the tradition of Tamil architectural style. This temple is considered to be built in the tradition of Smartha worship of Lord Shiva along with Shakti, Mahavishnu, Vinayaka, Kartikeya and Surya Bhagavan. The Smartha tradition of worship is a classic movement in Hinduism that reflects the nuances of 4 philosophical approaches called Mimamsa, Yoga, Advaita and Ishvara. The Smartha tradition has been considered to be aligned to the Advaita Vedanta established by Adi Shankaracharya, where there is no dual entity in the world called the Dvaita Bhavana and the entire Srishti is in the form of Paramatma Swarupa called the Advaita Bhavana or the Oneness. The tradition of Smartha worship is contrasted to the tradition of performing rituals and rites called the Shrauta tradition. The people who specialize under the Smriti text of Grihya Sutras come under the concept of Smartha tradition, while the Shrauta people specialize in the Shruti texts that follow the Vedas, Rig, Yajo, Sama and Atharvana that elaborates on rituals and rites. Generally, the Veda is classified into 2, Veda Purvakam, mentioning the Shruti aspects elaborating the rituals and rites, Vedantam, mentioning the true form of the self wherein the Jivatma and Paramatma oneness is explained. In the salutation shloka of Adi Shankaracharya, it is said that Shankaracharya, who is a repository of knowledge of Shrauta, Smartha and Upanishads, is an incarnation of Lord Shiva. Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Padam Shankaram Loka Shankaram. Shankara Bhagavat Padan established the concept of reality being impersonal and attributeless. He termed such an attributeless reality as Nirguna Parabrahman. The tradition of Smartha worship categorizes the Brahman, the Paramatma Swarupa, as Saguna and Nirguna Brahman, the one with attributes and the other as attributeless. Though the Nirguna Swarupa of the Brahman is the ultimate truth, the Saguna Brahman is considered as means to realize the Nirguna Swarupa of the Brahman. The Smartha tradition of worship makes use of the Ishta Devata as Saguna Swarupa, such as Ganesha, Shiva and other deities to realize the equivalence of Nirguna Brahman with Jivatma, referring to Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam or the Oneness. The Shiva Sutras are the axioms that were considered to be revealed by Lord Shiva to the sage Vasugupta in the 8th century AD. It is said that Lord Shiva appeared in the dream of the sage and instructed him to go to a stone piece where there was enigmatic teaching inscribed on the stone. Though the inscriptions were not visible instantly, Lord Shiva asked the sage to touch the stone to witness the holy inscriptions. These holy inscriptions on the stone are called the Shiva Sutras. This stone is called the Shankarpal, which is located outside Srinagar in the stream of Dutch Egam National Park. The Shiva Sutras explain the concept of Advaita in a short and crisp form. The inscriptions are called Sutras, which means directions to the ultimate truth. There are a total of 77 sutras that enlighten the person who tries to understand and follow the same. Some of the sutras are Chaitanyam Atma. This sutra explains the core of reality, which explains that the self is the real consciousness. Jagrat Swapna Sushupta Bhede Turiya Bhogat Sambhavaha. This sutra explains the three different states of the body. Jagratavastha is the awakening state, and this waking state has a knowledge of the external world based on the transaction. Swapna Avastha is the state of dreaming where the mind imagines based on the occurrences of the experience in the waking state. Sushupti Avastha is the state of deep sleep where the mind dissolves and there is no awareness of illusions. Arunagirinadar, in most of the Tirupugal, describes the core and the most important knowledge of the Tattva. In one of them, he mentions the Nirguna Swarupa, which emanates as paradisiacal light. I would like to present few stanzas of the Tirupugal in Raga Harikamboji that explains the Nirguna Swarupa.
Surudhi mudi mona Chirparamanyana Shiva 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 Samaya Vadivaivanda Atvidamana Para Surudhi Mudi Monanchal Chirparamanyana Shiva Samaya Vadivaivanda Atvidamana Para Shudaruliyatayinandra Nishkala Soruba Muda Shudaruliyatayinandra Nishkala Soruba Muda Uruvarve Turiya Nilaye Kanda Muttaridayagamala Turiya Nilaye Kanda Muttaridayagamala Turiya Nilaye Kanda Muttaridayagamala Madanil Vilayanandra Arpuda Subodha Suga Turiya Nilaye Kanda Muttaridayagamala Madanil Vilayanandra Arpuda Subodha Suga Suya Padigama Vimba Padma Padame Yadaya Suya Padigama Vimba Padma Padame Yadaya Unarade
As the current week is believed to be the week of Mahashivaratri, I would like to share with you all the story and significance of Mahashivaratri. Mahashivaratri is an auspicious festival celebrated annually in the honor of Lord Mahadeva. This was the day when Lord Shiva had performed the cosmic dance of creation, preservation, and destruction. It is also believed that Mahashivaratri is the day when Lord Shiva got married to Parvati. According to many legends, Shivaratri is celebrated on the day when Mahadeva consumed the Alakala poison after churning of the ocean. Devi Parvati, in the form of Mahakali, placed a hand on the throat of Mahadeva to stop him from consuming the poison. As a result, the poison got stored in the throat, making the face of Lord Shiva blue. Hence, he is also named as Neelakanta. Shiva Purana mentions the significance of Shivaratri fasting by stating that if a devotee observes the Vrat with pure devotion and sincerity, he or she will be blessed with the grace of Lord Mahadeva. As per the Shiva Purana and other mythological citations, when this fast is observed with utmost discipline, it helps a devotee to control two of the most afflicted gunas of the Shariram, the Rajas and the Tamas. Besides, when a devotee observes vigil throughout the entire night of Shivaratri, he or she is said to have conquered the evils of Tamas Guna. Coming to the raga, Kambhoji is one of the most beautiful and auspicious ragas, and it is the janya of the 28th Melakarta Hari Kambhoji in the 5th chakram called the Bana Chakram. It is a Shadava Sampurna raga that is classified as a female raga suitable for conveying the Shringara Bhava, the romantic mood, and Hasya, the humorous mood. The Sangeeta Makaranda classifies the raga based on their gender, male, female, and the neutral ragas. In the Narada Purana, the male ragas are said to depict anger, heroism, and fear, while the female ragas depict the moods of Shringara, Hasya, and Karuna. The scale of Kambhoji is
Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Da Sa Sa Ni Da Pa Ma Ga Re Sa.
The placement of the swaram is Shadjam, Chatushruti Rishabam, Antara Gantaram, Shuddha Madhyamam, Chatushruti Dhaivatam on the ascending scale with the inclusion of Kaishiki Nishadam in the descending scale. Let's explore the Kriti.
Tadana.
Kailasana
शीतोऽहं कैवल्यप्रद निपुणतरे कैवल्यप्रद निपुणतरे
श्रीकैलासनातेन
Let's look into the meaning of the composition. Pallavi, Kailasa, Nathena, Samrakshito, Aham, Kaivalya, Prada, Nipuna, Tarena, Shri. Meaning, I worship Lord Mahadeva, who is the Lord of the great mountain of Kailasha, and I request him to protect me, who is an expert at granting salvation. Anupallavi, Kailasa, Giri, Viharena, Shaila Raja Atmaja Mohakarena. Meaning, Lord Shiva, who resides on the Kailasha, delights his consort, Goddess Parvati, who is the daughter of King Himavan, who is the king of the mountains. Charanam, Satgati Dhaya Kambhoja Charanena Charu Sharat Chandra Kala Dharena. Meaning, Lord Shiva grants liberation to all his devotees who surrender at his lotus-like feet. Here, Ka and Amboja as Kamboja has a dual meaning referring to lotus and also indicating the raga Kamboji. This is the raga mudra. Sat Guru Guha Sannuta Harena Satyak Jnana Anandena Sanaka Adi Samshaya Haranena Chitananda Hridaya Stitena. Meaning, Lord Shiva's lotus-like feet are praised enthusiastically by Guru Guha. He is the embodiment of true knowledge of existence, consciousness, and eternal bliss. Lord Shiva is the one who removed the doubts of great sages like Sanaka. He resides in the heart of those who got absorbed in the eternal bliss of awareness. Such an amazing composition, isn't it? This composition is the third Vibhakti Kriti composed by Muthuswami Dikshitar. I want to share with you all some interesting facts about the temple. The temple of Kailasanathar in Kanchipuram is constructed by the Pallava dynasty during the 685 to 705 AD. The first structure of the temple was built by Narasimha Varman. The main sanctum has a 16-sided Shivalingam within which there are beautifully carved images of the god with sculptures of Nandi. In the south-facing wall of the sanctum, Shiva's sculpture depicts Shiva as Uma Maheshwara with the sculpture of Lingodbhava along with Brahma and Vishnu. The other special sculptures depict Shiva holding the Veena in his hand, and this Veena is very different from the Veena we have today. The Kailasanathar temple is currently under maintenance by the Archaeological Survey of India. With such amazing facts, we come to the end of the 17th episode. Stay tuned to Ragadri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. This is Jayashree signing off. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, stay safe.